So, we're doing another deal on the Book of Mysteries. This one's day 57, but this one, the Lord had me title the message, The Rebirthing of the Church.
Ooh, that sounds good.
The title of the actual devotional is called The Mantle of Messiah, but Jeremiah Johnson had received a prophetic dream a few days ago, and the Lord told him that he is rebirthing the church. And I've been reading Killing Kryptonite, and there's some things that, but basically, there's things that just got me fired up.
Yeah.
So,
good.
Father, we just thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, I ask that you would baptize this room, this podcast, baptize each of us, Lord, in the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Father, we thank you that you are rebirthing your church. I thank you for a spirit of unity, Lord, among the whole body of Christ. I declare that the verdicts that have been rendered today in the courts of heaven, Lord, they are executed now, Lord, even as this sermon goes forward. Even as the word of God goes forward, just in general in the church, Lord, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Acts 2, I'm going to begin just with the scriptures. Acts 2, chapter 1, I mean, verses 1 through 4. Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit spoke to me today, and he said, I am preparing you for the day of Pentecost. This year, the day of Pentecost falls on May 19th. Pretty cool, huh? And I'm going to read some other scriptures that are alluded to in this devotional. The first two, are Deuteronomy 31, verses 7 to 8, and Deuteronomy 34, verse 9. And so, Deuteronomy 31, verses 7 to 8 says, then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, and you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. And Deuteronomy 34:9 says, now Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. And I want to stop for a minute. We've got one more scripture. But I want to stop for a minute and think about this. Jesus was considered a rabbi with authority. And I think the Hebrew word is Samika or something like that. I don't know how you pronounce it. But rabbi with authority. And the Bible says in Matthew 28, verse 18, all authority, Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And then he goes on to mention the Great Commission, that we are to preach the gospel to every creature and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that he commanded us. And it's similar to how he says in John 20, As the Father has sent me, so I now send you. So we have the body of Christ as a whole has the mantle. You know, in the Pentecostal community, we talk about mantles, which is a cloak. We have, as a whole, the mantle of Jesus Christ. We make up the anointing of Jesus Christ. And in 1 Corinthians, it talks about, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it goes into, after it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, it talks about how we all make up one body. And if one part of the body of Christ suffers, we all suffer with it. If one part rejoices, we all rejoice with it. And I've been studying in Leviticus and in Hebrews, and all throughout Leviticus, God says, you know, for instance, on the commandments where it says don't do something, he says, like, don't you know, like, or like with discharges and stuff, basically, he says, if you do this, it will pollute the land.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I've been learning lately from the Lord through John Bevere is that it's the same thing in the body of Christ. If you look at 1 Corinthians 5, where Paul was talking to the Corinthian community, saying, hey, you know, you're putting up with, or you're tolerating this man that's doing sexual immorality. I think they said he was committing incest. He said, goes on to say in chapter 11, and the thing I got was, this isn't just talking about communion, where the Corinthians, some were waiting. We're not waiting for others to get there. He said, that sin of allowing that incest into the church polluted the whole church. A little leaven leavens the whole loaf. And it's not slow, it's rapid. And so this is why, you know, all this stuff, or I mean, all of this holy treasure, I'll say it that way, is what has got me on fire and has burned this message into my heart. And our final scripture is 1 Kings 19, verses 19 to 20. And it says, so he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, please let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, go back again, for what have I done to you? All of these verses are examples of mantles falling on the disciples of a man of God. So we're through with the scriptures, but now I'm going to read to you, and then I may comment on it. I'm going to read to you the devotional part of this, the Book of Mysteries that Jonathan Cahn wrote this day. And it says, the teacher led me into a room I had never been to before. This is the chamber of garments, he said as he lifted up a large brown cloth, which I at first took to be a blanket. This is a mantle, he said, as in the mantle of the prophet. And what exactly is a mantle? I asked. A garment, a cloak, and yet more than that. The mantle represents the calling, the charge, the ministry, and the anointing of God. Before Moses ascended Mount Nebo at the finish of the ministry, he laid his hands on his disciple Joshua, and God's Spirit fell on him along with the mantle, the authority of Moses. When Elijah ascended to God at the end of his ministry, he dropped his mantle on the ground. The disciple Elisha picked it up, and the spirit of Elijah came upon him. Do you see a pattern? Yes, I said. In each case, the man of God is about to finish his earthly ministry. In each case, he ascends to God. In each case, the ascension and the collection of the ministry are linked to the passing of the mantle. Yes, said the teacher. Now, what happened at the end of Messiah's ministry on earth? As with Moses, he ascended a mountain, and as with Elijah, he ascended to heaven. As with both of them, his disciples were present at the departure. But where's the mantle? Every other element of the pattern is there. But where is the mantle of the Messiah? Upon whom did it fall? I never thought of it before. This is a student. I have no idea. There's no mention of it. And then the teacher says, the answer is this. The mantle of Messiah is too big. This is beautiful. The mantle of Messiah is too big to fall on any one person. It can never fall on one disciple. It can only fall on all. When the mantles of Moses and Elijah fell, the Spirit of God came upon their disciples. So what happened after Messiah ascended to God? The Spirit of God fell on his disciples the day of Pentecost. And what was it that was given that day with the giving of the Spirit? The mantle of Messiah. And to whom was it given? To his disciples, and to all of them, to us. You see, we are all given a part of Messiah's mantle. It is in his mantle that our calling and ministry are found. And if we have a part in his mantle, then we are also a part in his anointing. Wait, and we also have a part in his anointing. For with every call, God gives the anointing to fulfill it. So you will find your calling. What is it? Okay. So you will find your calling as you walk in his spirit. For your calling can only be found in the mantle of Messiah. And then the mission simply says, fully take up your mantle in Messiah. For by the power and the anointing of the Spirit, step out to fulfill your high calling. And as I was reading that, I thought of the verse in Acts 2, verse 39, where it says that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to you and to your children's children and to the generations afar off. So I just want to pray right quick. Father God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you, Lord, for the word of God which you have given to us tonight. Father God, I just ask that you would seal this into our hearts. Lord, you spoke to me today that prophetically I am not just speaking to preach unto them Jesus but and those associated with us, but to the body of Christ as a whole. So I decree I release this as a representative of the kingdom of God into the church, Father God. Lord, let your church, I can hear the roar of the line of the tribe of Judah here in the spirit right now. Let the church rise to her original intent. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, just a second.
You know, all the colors of your pants are in that shirt right there.
Really?
Turn around, Peyton. Show your shirt. No, the other way.
The other way. Oh. Front. Yeah?
Sorry about that.
I noticed that when I walked in. I thought, man, the color that's in her pants is in that shirt. It just came out at Walmart, too.
You really?
Yes, ma'am.
You silly goose, it's still not.
What?
Hello, everyone. So the book that I got this devotional from tonight, it's on day 57 of the book, but it's called The Book of Mysteries by Jonathan Cahn. And you can get this book wherever books are sold, on and even Amazon. But I got it on Bookshare, but you can even get it on iBooks. Anyway. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Design for Victory podcast. Thank you all very much for, be sure to subscribe, like, comment, share, hit the notification bell, and also on podcasting platforms. You can rate the show if you'd like. And you can hit the follow podcast button. On the Spotify, I think, is the only one, or the two that I know of are Spotify and Apple, that I use at least. But the Spotify one, you have to hit see all episodes and then scroll to the top in order to follow the podcast. Apple, you can just hit follow on the top right of every podcast, as far as I remember. But I'm not sure about any others, although we are on other podcasting platforms besides Spotify and Apple. So, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, you can email us at kingdomadvancement252@gmail.com. KINGDOMADVANCEMENT 252.
Excuse me.
@gmail.com. Or you can go to www.stormministries.com, STORMMINISTRIES.com, and hit contact. Also on the Storm Ministries website, which is Pastor Mickey's website, there's a place that says Help Our Cause. It's a heading. And, excuse me, at the time I'm recording this, it's 10:40, so I'm pretty tired, but anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so there's a Help Our Cause button on Pastor Mickey's heading on Pastor Mickey's website. Down below that is where you can donate. And you can also write to Preach Unto Them Jesus or Put J, P.O. Box 7293, Edmond, Oklahoma 73013. Again, that's Put J, 7293, Edmond, Oklahoma 73013. And I think that's about it. You can also go to About Us on KingdomAdvancement252@gmail.com. www.kingdomadvance, KINGDOMADVANCE, .family.blog, kingdomadvance.family.blog. Go to the primary menu and then hit About Us. So, and for those of you that are new, the only thing that you will not be able to use is the phone number, which is why I didn't mention it. But thank you all very much. Also, if you want to, tomorrow night, at least I try to make these, Bob Larson goes live at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on their YouTube channel. And Oasis Church in Ohio time, it will be 7 p.m. And then Central Standard Time, it will be 6 p.m. I said Ohio time because I'm not sure what time zone they go off of. But you can just, I would encourage you if you want to attend, if you will, virtually any of these events, just subscribe to their channels, hit the notification bell as well, and then YouTube will notify you. Pastor Alan Jackson at 6:19 is when theirs starts. That's Central Standard Time. Also does a teaching at that time. So, thank you all very much for listening. God bless.
voiceover on. Recording. Stop recording.